Thursday night, or Chaf Ches Nisan, and we're in the middle of the Menchas Chinuch, and the mitzvah of Chizi Petach Amor, with the Se, with Shavyo, and Achle Inyan Hakusha. Achle Inyan Hakusha.
That's right. One more page, let's see. I can't tell from this.
Evan asks the Kasha, Ach Le'inyan HaKushya, right after the dot. Ach, yeah, right after the dot. Okay, so he's dealing with the following question, a very typical Menachas Chinuch question. So you can be paid with a set, even if it's worth kosher. And if you're paid with money, you need shavya. But, he says, B'di'eved, you will always be able to kick in the din of Hekdesh Shaveh, Monesh, Chilalah Shaveh, Prutah, Chulo, because it's not going to be worse than Hekdesh. So he's bothered by all the Gemaras that talk about what kind of seh is no good. Kilayim is no good. Maybe Yotze Doifin, maybe Nidmeh. There's different types of says that can be used for pigeons. He says, what is it talking about? So the pashas you could learn if it's not worth anything. So then it's only midin seh, not midin money. But once you establish that even midin money, b'di'evad, you could be paid with any amount because it's not going to be more. If you're going to use the sfora, why should it be more chomer from hektish? So then it renders moot all the different types of says that you can't be paid with. Yeah. Because they're worth money. And so okay, they're worth
money,
than
that.
They're worth something. They're worth a pruta.
Okay.
Pruta.
The things that he gives examples of, things that are you could have some value.
A pruta, yeah. You can assume there's a pruta with. So let's go back a few lines. Oh, sorry, I just messed you up. Let's go back a few lines where he says that the Turi Evan asks the Kasha. Shuv Heir Hashem Yisbarach HaSeinai. When Masosi B'Turi Evan, here Gish B'Zeh. The Megillah Zav Chav Gimel Amit Beis. The Vimaskul Odom. She'evi Mishna Zu. The Nire. The Afilu B'Di Evan in the Podi B'Pochus Mishav Yo. Okay, this is we shouldn't have gone back. Achebi Raya, the Mubshah stuff you'd base on Aleph. In other words, the Turi Evan brings a Raya that you cannot be played the Pachim Shavya. It is more Chomer than Hektish. Right? And that's the phrase is, Lo Yehi Chomer mi Hektish. And the Evan Hektish, Shavya Monesh, Echilu al Shavya Prutu Mechulo. So this is, the question is based on Lo Yehi Chomer Mehektish. But the Turi Evan brings a raya that it is Chomer Mehektish. And you have to be paid the Bishavio, but he says no raya from there. Achavi raya, the Mubu B'Shas, you based on the Poda B'Nidmeh. That's what I told you, that's a type of seh, like looks like, it has simonim of a different animal. So Yiboyev Lo Yifshita. Uposok Ramban, the Poda B'Nidmeh, looks like a different animal, Umeis. Petachamor osur bano, because it's a suffix. Maybe the pigeon was not chal. Chendas arosh vaturkan umubu bagos remos of gimel umayri bepochos mishavio. Because if it's shavio, everybody's moida. Then any type of seh could be koided a chamor if it's worth what the petachamor is worth. With the money, it could be koided. That's not the issue. That's for sure. In other words, when it talks about different types of says that are possible, Al Karkach is talking about it's not worth what the Petach Hamor is worth. So, in Kein Chazinon, so that's what he says. In Chazinon, so if you're going to talk about a type of say that B'di'evah, the pidyon, is not good, so Al Karkach Chazinon, the Pachos Mishavio, Afilu B'di'evah, Einu Podu, Mishavio Kesef. Or else, it doesn't make any sense that any type of say should be possible for pidyon. So we're stuck with this question or anomaly. How come it's chomer mehekdesh? How come it seems that if it's pachos mishavio, then the pigeon's not chal? Not by sale, of course. That's the point of the puzzle. It doesn't have to be worth the chpetach hamor. But otherwise, it has to be worth it. And that's what we could talk about, says that a puzzle to be paid with. So how come I lo yecham mihekdesh? Ach linyan akushya, addressing directly the question, lama yehe chamur mihekdesh, right? If hekdesh avimona shechilol shavet prudem mechulol, why shouldn't pinyan petach hamor be that way? I ain't shum shekos. You know, you have to address why. You can bring rayas, and it seems that way, or else you have all these questions. But why? Virish. What? Yeah.
If you petach hamor in money, that would be equal to the petach hamor, right? In money.
Well,
value.
That's what he's saying now, but he wants to know why.
It's not really a set.
That's the issue. That's the issue. You don't have to go into it. The issue is, are some says or are not says. Kalayim, a set that's Kalayim, a set that's different things that are not says. The problem is they're all worth money. So if the eved you can be paid with less than the worth of the petach hamor, then the question is always moot. It's always with money. So three eved and mechaschinach are convinced that if you paid with money, it has to be worth the amount of the petach hamor. It is chomer mehekdesh. And now he's exploring what's the svara of that. Why should it be chomer mehekdesh? It seems that it is, or else things don't make sense. But why? Why should it be that way? Ayin Shom is, again, he points to the Turi Evan. Because of Alpidiri Atoisus Tamura Dav Chazayan Amad Beis, Diviramaschelo Amrusha Kosfu, the Hod Shmuel, Shmuel's Din, the Hekdesh Shechilo Al Shevet Prutum Machulo, Afilu Shav Emone, so now we're getting, it gets complicated. The din of Shmuel, and Hekdesh Shavim Mone, Shechilolo al Shavim Putim Mechulo, says the Turi Evan, that's only if the owner is the one that's told it. Avlam Acher Podim Epochos Mishavio, even Hekdesh, Afilu B'Dievan Eino Mechulo. Why? The Hisper Hu Atam, and the Turi Evan gives a Hesper. Now, by the matzmo, keeping the kodesh al piv, al kein mechulo b'chochos b'shavyo. To us, it's not really an explanation. We're living in a different world, a different generation. Avalachar, keeping the lein kodesh al piv, ainu mechulo. I can't fathom what the svara is.
It's a little of violence.
It's funny how that one.
What?
It's a little of violence. When it was the most powerless woman.
Something like that. Yeah, okay. Uvav me shoham kosavoyt svara. The baila masum kibun the yochal lishal al hegdesho. He could really be put. Maskir the hektish by being shoyal. Al kem b'diyevet sagi b'vidyam b'pochos. Rabbi Loring is saying, I don't know if it works because I don't know the difference between him and someone else. And when the Bailam makdish something, okay, it doesn't really work. Let's talk about Kedushas Haguf, an animal for a korban. You know, I don't know if this works. Rabbi Chanan and other Achrayim talk about a difference between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Momen. The Gemara has a lashon Meikara Tura Deruvein Vahashta Tura Deruvein. It's a lashon of Baba Kama. That the hektesh of a behema for a korban even if it's chal, the ganav does it, it wouldn't be mechira. It got to be dalad vehe, because beikara to redurumin, lahashu to redurumin. In other words, when you make a kedusha saguf, the kedusha that you create is like an overlay on the bialus of the object. It's almost as if you retain some sort of bialus, except it's kadosh, and it could be, that could be, it's also bano, and hektish has the use of the object, but okay, it doesn't work. So you could say maybe that is maybe more understandable. You could be pointed to Shabbat Pruta, because you don't really have to buy it back. You don't have to buy it back. You just have to be maftia, the kedusha. But it doesn't work, because Shmuel said it's not even by Kachem de Kabayis, where it's a monetary hectish. So it's not going to work there. And also, if it's that way, so why shouldn't it be true? It's got to be someone else. To someone else, it's also, whatever it is, vis-a-vis you, it's that way vis-a-vis someone else too, because if you were makdish it. So okay. So that
every korban, you say korban over for the makdish it, so that kedusha, but like still it works, it helps. It has a connection.
Yeah, the Gemara says a much stronger sense. Gemara says meikara tura de Ruvain, vashta tura de Ruvain. It's still Ruvain Shor. Yeah. That's why there's a din that the ganav that does it, that's because there was Yush, Roshini Hashem, Roshini Roshus, but it's not called Dalad Behei. He didn't really translate the Roshus of the Shor. As you pointed out, if someone would be makar the carbon, it would be a kapara for him. So, okay. So, Kaponim, we don't understand these svaros. But the Tereven says them, but the point is that they don't work for Petach Amor. That's what the Menachas Chinuch wants to use the Tereven to say, so since those are the svaros, so by Petach Amor, they're not going to work. You're not the Bailam. Right? You're not, well, why aren't you the Bailam? It doesn't really explain why. Why is? I mean, because of the second reason, certainly, because Einu Kodesh Al Piv, the Me'el of Kodesh. But the first reason didn't say a reason. He just said Bailam Atzmo Ka'acher Domi. Okay. Certainly, it's true that Einu Kodesh Al Piv, the Me'el of Kodesh. Ramin Yochel Lishol, the Me'el of Kadosh, Habalei Ka'acher. Well, that's why it's Ka'acher, because he wasn't Makdish. In other words, the Tereven seemed to place great stock in the fact that he was Makdish, and here he wasn't Makdish. Im ken gam behektish the Acher loy mahani bepochos mishavyo. So if the Tereven's Yisoid, I mean, it's a major Yisoid. Everybody learns Avyomi is starting Kachim into the home stretch now with Kachim. Starting Zlachim Dabbez on Sunday. And so you're going to come across Shmuel's Memra. It's better to remember the Tereven's Kiddush. But Shmuel's Memra is only true by the Bailam, not by someone else. And came to Gamba Hekdesh to Acher. Lo Mahani Bepachos Mishavyo. Came Lo Mahani Kan Bepachos Mishavyo. Because you're like an Acher. The Bailam is an Acher. Kienu chamor me hektish. You can't say why should it be Muhammad hektish. It's not Muhammad hektish. It's like hektish. The gam hektish can't gab the loy mahani. Right? Abu b'shavyo, the hektish b'chol inyan mahani. Opinion you could be paid. Shab loymer lo yei chamor me hektish. That's your basic story. How you know you can be paid with money? Really, if you look in the Torah, you can say you can only be paid with a set. Who says you can be paid with money? So the svara is in the Gemara, lo yehi chomer mehekdesh. So that svara is said for the etzem din, that you can be paid to it with money, not with a set. Vayin shem b'tzav yehem shem b'shem tesis b'nachot ha'fayin alaf ha'medveiz v'yemas v'lo matirin shekos v'gamkin svara mitam svara zu mitam machnus ha'macher. Okay, at the bottom here, they bring down that it's not meaning the svara that not everybody could be paid the hektish b'shava pruta. He says it's not mistavra. Chayes says that anyone that wants to could walk into hektish and give a pruta and walk out with an object. Okay. What?
So who can do it?
The Baal.
Oh, the Baal can do this.
That's Shmuel's man. Hekla Shabbat Mona Shabbat Chilup. Shabbat Chilup. Shabbat Chilup. You have to add a fifth if you don't buy them, okay. So you have to add a fifth. I think, I'm trying to remember. I think I once saw in a chance with a full Hirsch. Like, why does the Bible have to add a fifth? So I don't remember. And the fourth is what we call a fourth. Really. What? It's a fifth of the new skum. Yeah. But and the way we talk and the way we learn math, we call it a fourth, not a fifth. But we don't talk about Milabar. We talk about Milagav. I think of Shantar Wellhurst says, I don't remember his husband why it should be a quarter or a fifth. But I remember he says that it's by the Bible we look at it that he no backsies. Like changing his mind. We're counseling for changing his mind. That's how we look at it. Obviously he's not just changing his mind. I mean, in a sense he is changing his mind, but he has to buy it back. He can't just cancel the hektish. Glad that he could be shoyal al hektish if he wants to. But that's what he said. He said it's like he's changing his mind.
What's he changing? He wants to give money instead.
What?
He wants to give money instead. That's changing his mind?
Yeah. He's changing his mind to make this object kadosh. I wanted to make this chair kadosh. And now I'm changing my mind. I want my chair back. So what is my point? If that's how he describes it. No, I'm not bothered by why a different person doesn't have to pay a chomesh. That's his point. I'm trying to explain the fruit of part. Okay. Anyway, lo yechom meheklish vayin shem tzuriyem shevim shem toises menachas v'nira b'zeh z'deh davko z'vasa toises moshe kozul tzal. Am l'rambam perik zayin me'erchan aloch ha'ches sosam because of the heklish of imona shechilol shereputu mechulol. The Rambam does not make the tzuriyem and shechilik between the Bailam and someone else. So from the Rambam it would seem that Hekdash of Epruta Shechilullah Hekdash of Mimone Shechilullah Shover Epruta Mechulol is whoever's Fayda is. Fadai Lo Yisrili Kisor Satoises Fadai Lo Yisrili Kisor Satoises Fadai Lo Yisrili. The Rambam brings down the din that Hekdash of Mimone Shechilullah Shover Epruta Mechulol, and he doesn't make any chilek. So obviously the Rambam doesn't hold the chilek. So we're back to the drawing board to explain by us why that din doesn't exist. Why here it has to be Bishavya. Okay. Do you have a car here? No. Okay. So hold on.